This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
They can never do it like I. When you see man pull up and slide, man stepped in a room with legends, Rio and Steve, you know it's a vibe. Check the podcast, what you wanna know? Don't ask me, go and ask Joe. If you're talking Premier League, he's on the front line and I gotta go. Oh. It's a vibe with five, vibe with five, and you already know what it is. It's a vibe with five, and you already know what it is. Vibe with five, and you already know what it is. It's a vibe with five, and you already know this.
We are back for a special section of Vibe with Five where we have to bring Mr. Rio Ferdinand to the stand because...
Don't sound serious.
No, it's very serious. You know, there's some serious accusations and people are asking for you to come off social media for the rest of the season for claiming that Phil Foden is world-class and Bukayo Saka isn't. Now, we've had to bring in a judge, someone who's neutral. Judge 360, off screen as usual.
He's back.
He was there last time.
He better come correct.
Yeah, because some serious allegations, Rio, man.
Can we just clarify one thing, yeah?
Your Honor, objection.
Can we just clarify objection. Before we start?
Let the defendant speak.
Before we start. You're saying that I have said that Phil Foden is world class. Can you just get that quote up?
Wait, get the video footage. We'll get the quotes up.
Mr. Ferdinand. It's the second time you're in my court. You don't learn. Huh? You never learn.
I don't actually know how this has been brought to court. Do you?
Yeah, I do. I know exactly how it's been brought to court. Because the individual taking notes got it wrong.
Yeah. No.
Thank you.
We've got videos from not just myself. Can we please play the Robbie Lyle video, please?
The hell's Robbie got to do with it?
Yeah.
It's Arsenal, isn't it? It's Arsenal. All things Arsenal, Robbie. Thinks he's got a voice.
But here's the thing, like you're saying he claimed it.
Wait.
You don't need to bring Robbie in.
Objection. Let counsel speak.
Hey Rio, it's Robbie. I don't like the way you're dissing the star boy. Now listen. If Phil Foden is world class, so is Bukayo Saka. I like both players.
Pause.
Foden's are on.
Pause it. Look, he sets his stall out. If Phil Foden is world class, which he didn't say.
Can you wait?
No, it's important. Saka has to be. One plus one doesn't equal two. That's how it works.
We ain't finished yet, Steve.
Hold on.
Counsel, come on. Arsenal. Present your evidence, counsel.
And your point when you talk about him not doing it in the Champions League, of course, he's just entered the Champions League and he started off very well. But why didn't you take into account international level? Because that can also give us a real indicator. Who's been better for England? Saka or Foden? Right? Saka has not just been good for England. He's been one of England's best players. He's been one of England's main players. Hasn't he won an award for being England's best player?
I'll get the gist.
No, wait.
He's a Man United agenda, he's saying.
Wait, he's a Man United agenda. I'm supporting a Man City player. There can't be a Man United agenda here.
Is he still talking?
Yeah, exactly. Get that waffle off.
Hold on.
1 minute. Let me just go through a couple of these points, yeah? He said there's a Man United agenda. I'm talking about an Arsenal player and a Man City player. Two of the clubs that I didn't like at all when I played, right? So that agenda's gone out the window.
You should address the judge, not
right?
me.
I'm addressing you as well.
No,
you're the
instigator. The judge.
And the judge.
You're the man who's brought me.
The judge is just listening. Order. One person at a time. One person at a time.
Objection.
Wait, the next point he made about, international, and he's been the player of the year. That's great. You can be player of the year. No disrespect, but we're talking about that's one of the things that makes him world class. Well, are we talking that one of the past winners was Adam Lallana? Great player, but wouldn't be considered world class because he's been player of the year. Calvin Phillips won it. Is we consider him to be world class?
Objection.
Are we saying he's world
class? Objection.
I'm just saying.
You're misquoting.
I'm saying to use the England player of the year as one of your arguments as to why you should be considered world class doesn't stack up.
Objection.
Hold on,
Judge.
Hold on, counsel. Calm down. Rio, first and foremost, please, can you clarify to us, what is your, like, how do you describe a world-class player? What is your opinion? What is a world-class player? So well, let me just
go back to one point. I don't even know how we're here because I never for one ever said.
We're here because of you.
I never ever for once said, so you might need to start watching and listening.
That's not what the outlet said.
Are you listening or are you just flicking through it?
Mr. Ferdinand, yeah? Can you please give us your description?
Just listen. I'd like you to play the TNT clip, right? Because the quotes I got down here that I said, you have to look at Phil Foden as world class. I didn't say that. And the word Phil Foden and world class didn't come out of my mouth.
Objection.
Never came out of my mouth.
Hold on, counsel.
From his implication.
Have you watched a clip?
I've watched the clip.
I've
been presented with all the evidence. I just want to know first and foremost.
You saw written down quotes.
Okay, hold on. I watched the clip.
Is he going to give us a description of world class?
Hold on, counsel. I watched the clip with you, Laura Woods, and Jolyon Lescott. So please, respect my integrity.
What do you take out of that?
Huh? I took out of that you were implying that Phil Foden was a world-class player.
He has to be considered.
Okay, objection! We're not having implications and implying.
Can you confirm, do you believe Phil Foden's a world-class player?
The quotes and the reasonings to why I'm here is Rio saying Phil Foden is world-class and Saka isn't. I didn't say that.
So are you clarifying now Phil Foden is not world-class?
Let me talk to you.
Okay.
No. Let me just say what I'm saying, yeah? I'm just saying,
Phil Foden...
Yeah, has to be considered for world class before Saka right now.
By who?
I was the one talking, so it's based on me.
Okay, yeah? So based on you.
Right. So I'm saying, by the way, Saka, and I've said it, and you can go and get my quotes, and I'm actually noticing that you haven't got any of my quotes supporting Saka.
We're saying how great he is.
Wait.
We have it on paperwork. The paperwork addresses a lot.
Can I just speak on behalf of my client, please? The paperwork that you've got was assembled by Joel, who we know is a liar. Therefore, we are not taking
this
word.
Facts.
Yep. Listen, hold on.
I'll be the judge. I'll rule over this.
Saka this year has been phenomenal in the Champions League. In terms of stats, yeah? He's done well, right? Phil Foden has played Champions League football for, I think, 6 years. And when we're talking about world-class players, a good spell in, say, for the most elite competition on earth, which is Champions League football, in my opinion, doesn't equate to being considered world-class. He's doing remarkably well. He's the last 2 years, especially at Arsenal, he stats it off the charts, doing what is unbelievable. But you have to take into consideration, yes, time, yes, stats,
yes,
eye test, performance, and what competition you're in.
Yeah.
Right? So on that basis, that's why I say I think Saka is still just below the world-class level.
But all hold right. on.
That's what
Objection.
I'm saying.
Can we get to the point hold where on. You ask I want the defendant
f- yes, yes.
what is
why?
World-class?
Yes, yes. Are you, yes. Are you, are you,
no, no, no. We're not working together. It's half term. I'm frustrated. I shouldn't be here. Yeah. I'm trying to take time. But I need to ask you, because you're not answering my questions. I've asked you two questions.
World class.
Yes.
World class.
Right. The world class,
Steve.
Like love, cannot be defined. You just have to feel it.
Yeah, that's my feelings. It's like when you look at someone and you go, you know what? What he's doing, I don't really see anyone doing that.
So that's how you feel about Foden.
Like, for instance, when you get Phil Foden in the number 8-10 slot and he turns and faces defenders, there ain't anyone in world football who I see does it as clean and as potent as him. Turns, slots someone. I don't see it. Especially the first part of the season when Haaland and De Bruyne weren't there. In that number 8-10 slot there, where the likes of Odegaard plays, the likes of Kevin De Bruyne play at times, the likes of Havertz plays for Arsenal, there ain't no one, even Kevin De Bruyne doesn't turn the way that Foden does in those areas, in the tight pockets. And you can go to Man City and say, who is the person that turns the best and owns that area the best since David Silva? So, and they'd all go, Philip Foden.
Okay, hold because on.
Guys, can you let us know in the comments if Rio sounds guilty
I'm
or
telling
not?
You, I'm
Rio,
telling
so,
you.
So,
can I have a moment to just cross-examine my witness, please?
Hold on. Steve, give it a minute, Steve. 1 second. I just want to follow up on what Rio said, yeah? Mm. So let me just get this clear. So you are calling Phil Foden, I don't know if you're calling him world-class because you refuse to answer the question, but so you're saying based off turning in the pocket and dribbling, that equals world-class.
And impacting no, big real. Games as well, by the way. And impacting big games.
Impact.
Liverpool buried them a few times.
But
yeah. Hold on, whoa.
I'm not saying anything. Champions, hey, I'm the judge, first of all.
Champions League semi-finals. I think he dispatched. I think he scored. Yeah?
Can I now cross and go over?
I get two.
Real quick.
No, wait.
Listen. Yeah. Right, so a couple of questions.
He scored Champions League.
PSG.
No, you need this.
No,
right.
We don't.
So,
yet.
Two questions. Is Vinicius Junior world class?
Yes.
Is Mo Salah world class?
Yes.
Is Bukayo Saka on their level?
No.
No further questions.
Not yet.
Stay.
Not yet.
First of all.
He will be. I think he can get there.
Okay.
No further questions. Like
hold on. Let council speak.
I've got my.
Yeah, we are done here. We're done.
Let council speak. Council, go on.
Can you clip that bit up? Because that's quite a good bit.
So I've got here a few quotes, tweets from fans who are upset.
Wait, Arsenal fans.
They're not all Arsenal fans. Harry Pinero and Kams were on the show saying that you had a stinker.
Wait. Can I say something?
You're not
Harry
giving him a chance.
Harry Pinero and Kams, yeah? Right? They are going off the quotes that you put down.
I didn't put down those quotes.
Saying that I said Phil Foden is world class and...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Bukayo Saka isn't.
Real.
Same as Robbie. He said it himself, Robbie. If he's saying Foden's world class and Saka is, I can't have that. I never said Phil Foden's world class.
Right, before
we're being gaslit.
Before I address the tweets, right? Harry and Kams saw the game.
But not the quotes.
That's their problem.
They read the quotes.
So first of all, that wasn't me.
Look, that you wrote down.
No. I didn't write those quotes down.
This entire quote is sham.
The quotes are here, bruv. Look, you have to look at Phil.
Saka has big goals against all the big six. Starred for England in the World Cup and Euros. By 22 years old, he has the most joint goal average goal assists in the Champions League this year. By Rio Ferdinand's logic, he'll be world class in May. Saka might have an argument for the most underrated player in the league. You have the likes of Ferdinand saying he's not world class, but then calling Foden world class an hour later.
Being gaslit. Didn't do that.
How do you reply to that?
I'm saying, look, you look at the players like we just mentioned. What Vinicius has done and what Mo Salah has done has been over a period of time. You can't tell me that after a year or 2 years that you're going to consider somebody unless you're talking generational talents. Like a Jude Bellingham. It's different. You put them in a different stratosphere alone and box them up over there. You've got to do stuff over a period of time. We're in an era now where people are going, oh, he's world class after one good season. Toto Schillaci has a great World Cup. Top goal scorer, never considered world class.
Would you say that Phil Foden has been a massive contributor to Man City's 5 Premier League titles that he's won?
I reckon minimum 3 of them. 100%. 100%. The kid...
Massive contributor.
The kid, contributor or massive contributor? The kid plays his part, mate.
Yeah.
He plays an integral role.
We can find all players that do play their role.
Who, like who?
Right,
like
but
who?
I'm asking you.
Go on, then. Like who?
Has he? Wait, hang on.
In your title-winning teams, Jisung Park, he played a part. He played a role. That's what he means. Players who've played a role. But we're saying, has he played a massive role? That's
has
all he's
he
asking.
A massive role.
Listen, brother.
Like you take him out of the team.
When you're scoring in Champions League semi-finals, when you're going on the pitch playing against a potential rival to win the Champions League in PSG with Messi, with Neymar, with Mbappe, and you're standing out in those type of games, prestige games, I will consider
How
you somebody
often does
to be
he
at the
stand
table.
Out in those type
Hold
of
on.
Games because
Hold on. He's played in them though.
Yeah,
Saka hasn't.
Yes, that's not his fault, though.
But that's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying, that's why I can't consider him to be world
Hold on,
player.
hold on.
He's not playing in
your
them.
Hold on.
In the biggest standards.
Rio, hold on. Joe, hold on. I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a follow-up question. I'm glad you said
follow
that.
Follow-up.
Okay, thank you. That's the last time you corrected
me. We're here over quotes he didn't say.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Steve, hold on, hold on, Rio, hold on, hold on.
You know,
hold on. I just want to ask you a question.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've been bringing a case against you. So incorrectly bringing this case.
Out of what you just said, I just want to ask another question. Bukayo Saka, internationally.
Also,
hold on, Rio.
I haven't asked
the question yet.
Go on.
Internationally, Bukayo Saka, would you say this was in a losing effort, but he can't control
losing
goalkeepers
what
against France, who went to the finals, who were contenders, as you said. PSG were contenders for the Champions League. France were contenders for the World Cup. Bukayo Saka was arguably England's best player that day,
Loba,
terrorizing that right hand side. So in that same metric, Bukayo Saka has impacted those big games against big oppositions who were contenders.
Did you say they lost that game?
Yes. He can't control that.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that point.
So if you've done really well,
so your point is, and the basis of that argument is, when you've done really well individually and you was really, really good, but you went out, that could be a really good bar to say that you're like
so impacting games against the top sides
and losing
because you can't control goalkeepers.
We win and lose together in this game.
So you're saying basically if you win, that puts you in a world class bracket if you've had a good game against the top side.
But winning is part of it. Yes, winning is part of it. You can't say to me, okay, Matt Le Tissier is world class because he plays really well at Southampton. He didn't win anything. Didn't go forward, yeah? Not that he didn't win anything, but he wasn't part of a winning team there.
Okay.
Saka isn't either. All right. At the moment.
He won the FA Cup, didn't he?
So nobody at Arsenal now can be considered world class. Purely on the metric because they have
it's one of the variables. Because they're right, with world class here, it isn't an absolute stamp on the wall that goes, that's what world class means exactly, and everyone's going to be along the same lines and aligned to that standard there. It isn't. We could all sit here, right, and go, what's world class, and we'll have four different answers. That's why it's not a straight yes or no question. Just so you know, yeah, by the way, I'm here. I accepted this court case, yeah, but I actually didn't say Phil Foden is world class and Saka isn't. I didn't say that.
I would like to read.
Let me just finish.
Quotes.
Wait. Don't read them. Play them. Because it's different to what's written down.
Let me read it and then play it. Don't read it because it's not true.
We
don't know that
but
yet.
But that transcript that you
read. Let me read.
He's going to cook himself in.
Let me read.
He wants to read out what he wrote and wrote wrong.
All right. Rio's comments on Foden, featuring Laura Woods and Julian Lescott. You have to look at Phil Foden as world class for what he does for his team. His importance for the team with assists, with goals. With the rhythm of the game, especially this season, he's got to be in the conversation or nearing that at least.
The last bit is the correct bit. I said he's got to be in the conversation or nearing that at least. Right. What is wrong with those comments? Tell me.
Well, it's the fact that we
have you actually listened to what
Rio
I said?
Rio's a fan base.
Rio, you asked
we
me two
didn't
times.
Like, we didn't like,
but the guy I know over there, yeah?
You have to
if you listen to it, I don't think you'd walk through that door and try
listen,
to sit here
I
and
heard your comments. I've heard your comments.
We didn't like the way you divided.
If the explanation was not good.
One thing I would say, right?
Go on.
In your defence and people that are looking at it, right? Maybe I wasn't clear enough in my delivery, right?
Yeah.
But the same fact applies. I never once said Phil Foden is world class and Bukayo Saka isn't.
So for the record, are you saying neither are world class?
Right, this is why I wanted to go with this. I wanted to do something.
Let's hold it, it's actually irrelevant because you brought this court case.
Hang on a minute. You know what? Let's make that the last question.
That will be the last question. Let's end on that question.
I want to do a quick comparison, if we can, between the young talents that we've seen in the Premier League, for example, and those that are playing in the Champions League as well. And you were saying earlier on, Phil Foden, in the Premier League, 23 games, 8 goals and 7 assists. And we're saying that Phil Foden is world class at this point.
I think you've got to be looking at him like that. I think for what he does for the team, he's important to the team. The way he assists, goals.
Pause that. Can you explain to us, what is looking at him like that? What does that mean?
So the context is, I think you've got to be looking at him like that, man, because of what he's doing at the moment, and then play it now.
I think you've got to be looking at him like that. I think for what he does for the team, he's important to the team. The way it will assist with goals, with the rhythm of the games, especially this season, I think he's got to be in the conversation and nearing that at least.
Got to be in the conversation or nearing that at least. It wasn't. He is. That's the difference.
Listen.
We've got a train to
I just like to say, listen.
The driver's outside.
This case was brought to us erroneously by falsified quotes from Mr. Bayer. It was then defended by Robbie Lyle on the falsified quotes of Mr. Bayer, and then they was trying to justify Bukayo Saka being world class on the base of his performance for England.
Mr. Bayer.
On that basis, we are done here.
Mr. Bayer, I'm leaning towards Steve and Rio.
I just said we're done with
it. Wait. Mr. Bayer, listen to what you're saying.
Don't
please.
Tell me you've wasted my time because there's charges coming your way.
Let him speak.
There's charges coming your way. A for perjury. And B, you said Bellingham was better than Zidane.
No.
So office are working on charges towards you.
Wait, you
better come correct now.
Can I play the rest of the clip?
Come correct.
Go on, play the rest of the clip, though.
In that case, let's have a look at Bukayo Saka. 23 Premier League games, which is the same. 10 goals, which is 2 more. 7 assists, which is the same as Phil Foden. Why is he not world class?
Because I don't think he's done it at the top level, winning trophies in a team like this.
I would like to pause it there. So he carried on with what... Sorry, she says, why is he not world class? And he says, because I don't think he's such and such, such and such. He's basically implying within that statement that Phil Foden is and Saka isn't.
No, I'm not.
That's what, yes, you are.
No, your interpretation of it is very wrong. Like, I don't understand how you come to that. Like,
Joel, we've judged you wrong about 15 times.
Did you come to that through listening to that?
No. Mr. Bayer. You need to come up with something now.
I'm asking. Right, let me look through my papers.
I don't understand it.
Judge, can I ask that we just dismiss this load of bollocks and get out of it?
The argument here is the tone implied by Mr. Foden.
So now we're changing it to tone.
When has tone ever been something to bring someone to court for?
Mr. Foden.
I would also like to request. Our costs are covered by Mr. Bayer for this nonsense as well.
So Bayer will cover court costs. He will
not guilty. Thank you.
Cover out punitive damages.
He hasn't even said whether he hasn't even defined.
I want defamation of character in there.
Throwing out these charges.
Thank you.
They are.
I want an official apology. By the way, I request an apology from Robbie.
Yes.
Harry.
Yes.
And Culture Cans, please.
Okay, I'm ordering that, so it's official.
Thank you very much.
Can I just
pause. Your mouth's got you into enough trouble. My fee is high, so you better get working. See you in a bit.
Judge 360, no further questions. Thank you very much for watching. Let us know what you think.
You could be going to prison, bruv.
Let us know in the comments.
Don't worry, Rio. Comment section, let me know. There's charges coming for him anyway, but if you need more charges, let me know.
Misquoted. Me know. This should be called misquoted.
3 to 5 for Joel.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you soon. Peace.